While back, several of us decided to put our savings together and open up a psychedelic shop and sell beads and posters and strobe lights and incense and other things like that. So we looked around for vacant stores to rent until we finally found one we could use. It had a front room where the people could come in to buy our beads and posters and strobe lights and incense and other things like that. And it had a back room where we could have light shows and such like. And in back of that was a storeroom where we could store the things that we were going to sell to the people in the front room. There was just one problem. The storeroom was so full of junk that there was no room for us to store the beads and posters and strobe lights and incense and other things like that that we were going to sell. So, we went to the owner of the building and asked him to please clean out the storeroom because it was so full of junk that there was no room for us to store the beads and posters and strobe lights and incense and other things like that that we were going to sell to the people in the front room. And he said that if we cleaned it out ourselves, we could have all the junk to keep or throw away or sell and do whatever we wanted to with. So, bright and early the next morning, we went to our store and started sorting through the junk in the storeroom to see what we had that we could keep or throw away or sell or do whatever we wanted to with. And this is what we found. A pile of old newspapers, an electric fan, a radio with three tubes missing, a footlocker full of dandruff, an automobile tire, a funny mirror from a funhouse, municipal court judge, an electric sundial, a filing cabinet, a hunting rifle made entirely of sponge rubber with a box of sponge rubber bullets to go with it, a sleeping bag, a book titled Antarctica on $5 a day, a pair of dowsing rods, a moose head made entirely of sponge rubber mounted on the wall, an empty 5-gallon jug of disappearing ink, the original blueprints for building the Great Pyramid of Egypt, another municipal court judge, a telephone book for the planet Mars, a television set made entirely of sponge rubber, a perpetual motion machine, the original magnifying glass used by Sherlock Holmes, copy of a magic spell for turning things into sponge rubber, a bottle of smoke from the Chicago fire, a map showing pirate treasure buried under the San Bernardino Freeway, an orange crate, an invisible traffic light, a tesseract, a swimming pool, a yellow crate, 1 hour and 20 minutes, a green crate, a radio tube half full of orange soda, 4 foreign cars, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Well, we had to let the two judges go, and just this morning a flying saucer came down and bought the phone book, but everything else is on sale cheap. So, if you happen to see a psychedelic shop with a sponge rubber TV set in the window, stop in and look around. You might find something.